It's your turn to join the conversation. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Now here's your host.
All right, welcome back. Well, as you can see, my voice is just about shot. I have been to Arizona, I've been to Las Vegas, and I've been to Detroit and back to Arizona, where I am now at the Barrett Jackson Auction with Chris Duke, the Duke of Dale from Motors TV. And Chris is driving a Dodge Challenger Scat Pack. Now, you haven't done a lot of test drive reviews.
No.
And that's kind of my thing. So we're trading places today.
Yep.
And I wanted to get you behind the wheel of something that is kind of a game changer in the way you think. You think you're an enthusiast. And I know you do a lot of superchargers and things. But today's new cars, the technology is so awesome. And when you can go down and lay down 35 or 40 grand and take a car that will change your life and just have fun and be able to get good fuel economy and be able to get a good warranty and dependability and ride and handling and everything you want, safety, all built into it, you know, it's a game changer. And so many people actually don't get a chance to get behind the wheel the way that I do and the way that you do now.
Right.
So give the world a little, you know, what was it like to drive a brand new, spanking new Hellcat, not a Hellcat, I drove the Hellcat, a Scat Pack.
Scat Pack.
So give us your 2 minutes.
Well, first of all, I got the thing, they dropped it off, and I took it for my first spin. And one of the things that I did is I pulled over the side of the road and I gave you a call. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
And what happened?
John Hennessy just walked up and shaking
my
hand.
John, how's it going?
Don't you go anywhere, brother. We're going to be talking to you. Anyway, go ahead.
So what happened? I gave you a call, and I was just giggling. I was giggling with excitement. What did you tell me to do?
I said, don't say anything.
Yeah,
don't say anything because you got to tell me on the air.
Right. So here I am, and basically for the rest of the day, I had this huge smile on my face, grin that you just couldn't get rid of. And it's all about the power of this thing. And, you know, we've built up Mustangs on motors. We put superchargers in them. This is a little bit different, though. This is coming from the manufacturer. And just the raw power from this thing, just it's all you've got continuous power whenever you need it, even right off the line.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to be
really careful. So not only do you have endless amounts of power, whether you're going, you know, cruising along on the freeway or starting up off the line, but it's the sound.
Yeah.
It's the sound of this thing. They've got it all dialed in. And that's something that's hard to do from my standpoint as a, you know, automotive improvement person, of dialing it all in from the exhaust, you know, to, you know, the supercharger, everything, the headers. This is all coming from the manufacturer. So this thing sounds incredible, and that crack that you get.
Yeah.
A crack.
Believe me, I was behind
anyway.
You the other night when you went tearing out of here at Barrett Jackson. the vehicle, I got to say, and the Uconnect system, right, which is the infotainment system.
Yeah.
How did you like that?
I liked it a lot. You know,
intuitive? That's my question.
It's intuitive. Well, here's one of the things. So you have two different ways that you can go when you're driving a vehicle. You can study up on it. You can read the manual, much like, you know, I do with software or some new gadget. There's another way of going around about this that you know, which is to just get in it, experience.
Get in it and drive.
Get it and drive. And that's exactly what I did. So I had about, you know, 5.5 hours to drive here from San Diego to Barrett Jackson here in Scottsdale.
Right.
And along the way, I got to find out all these new things that this thing does. And there's just some really cool stuff. So there's the Uconnect. It's got an 8-inch, I think it's an 8.4-inch screen, touch screen. Very, very cool. And, you know, with the Sirius XM satellite radio, it shows album art, which is really cool. So it's, you know, I listen to a lot of music, so I find that valuable. But then there's other things, like when you're going to change lanes. If there's somebody next to you, all of a sudden there's this amber triangle that shows up in the mirror.
Right, and lane departure warning systems as well as a blind spot warning system. So, I mean, it's got all that safety built into it, too.
Right. So I'm driving at night. Most of my trip was at nighttime, and I flip on the high beams. So what happens? I get this thing in the middle of my dash that says automatic high beams are on. And again, I just start giggling. I'm driving by myself,
right?
And I just start giggling because I'm like, what is this? I don't know what this is all about. And so I leave it on, and sure enough, you know, I'm out on my own, and I'm approaching another vehicle in front of me. The Scat Pack sees the taillights of a vehicle in front of me or the headlights of another vehicle that's coming on. And what does it do? It automatically turns the high beams off.
And that's all the little stuff. And, you know, no matter what, you like to have all those little things.
Right.
But you want the horsepower. And how many horsepower did it have?
It has, I got to look at my notes real quick. It has 475 foot-pounds of torque.
Yeah, 485
horsepower.
And the
Hellcat's got 707. So
yeah, and I got to tell you, it's like when you took me for a ride this morning briefly, and you nailed it, and it was like, oh, my God, right?
Yeah.
And then to go up to 707 horsepower,
yeah,
it's indescribably delicious. That's
yeah.
all I can say.
Well, here's the thing. I can't even imagine that right now, because with the power that this thing has, even if you're cruising along on the freeway, and let's say you're going 90 like I was, and you smack it, you're at 100 before you even know. You're over 100. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to drive the new Dodge Challenger Scat Pack. We'll maybe get you behind the wheel of a Hellcat. I don't know. We'll see.
Yes, please.
That is about it for me and Chris from Barrett Jackson, and a little bit of Detroit mixed in there as I went there while I was in the midst of it. I'm Alan Taylor. It is The Drive. We'll see you next week.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.